Eight character witnesses come to defense of Superintendent, Atlanta Constitution, August 15, 1913. Following Mrs. E.A. Marcus, eight character witnesses were placed on the stand. They were V.H. Kriegshaber, Max Goldstein, Sidney Levy, Rabbi David Marks, D.I. McIntyre, and insurance man and member of the firm of Haas and McIntyre, Dr. B. Wildauer, a dentist, and John Finley, superintendent for Dittler Brothers and formerly master mechanic for the National Pencil Company.
"Do you know Frank?" asked Mr. Arnold of Mr. Kriegshaber, who was first called to the stand.
"Yes."
"Is his character good or bad?"
"It is good."
"How often have you come into contact with Frank?" asked Mr. Dorsey on cross-examination.
"Not frequently," replied the witness.
"He is a young man, isn't he?"
"Yes."
"And you a rather old man?"
"Yes, I suppose you'd call me old."
Protests against disorder.
There was a laugh at the way in which Mr. Kriegshaber replied that he supposed that he did not care to admit it himself, but did not mind others doing so. Mr. Arnold made a vigorous protest to the judge at the disorder caused by the laughter.
"How do you come in contact with Frank?"
"He and I are trustees of the Hebrew Orphans Home, and we meet there."
"How often does the board meet?"
"Once a month."
"How long does a meeting last?"
"About 2 hours."
"Where else do you come in contact with Frank?"
"Sometimes I see him at the orphans' home."
"Do you ever come in contact with him in a social way?"
"No."
"You live on one side of town and he lives on the other?"
"Yes."
"You may come down," said Mr. Dorsey. Max Goldstein was next called. He testified that he had known Frank about 8 or 10 years and that he was of good character.
"How did you first come in contact with him?" asked Mr. Dorsey on cross-examination.
"First as a neighbor and later when we both were officers in the B'nai B'rith."
Levy, not cross-examined. Sidney Levy was next called upon. He testified to the good character of the defendant and was excused without cross-examination. He was followed by Rabbi Marks, who declared that Frank was of an exceptionally good character. The state made no attempt to cross-examine him. D.I. McInerney next testified to the good character of the defendant.
"Your Honor, we want to ask him some questions later, but we don't care to question him right now," stated the solicitor, and Mr. McIntyre was excused.
Dr. B. Wildauer next took the stand and attested to the good character of the defendant. On cross-examination, Solicitor Dorsey asked him if he ever knew of Frank's having anything to do with girls at his factory. He replied that he had never heard of it and was excused. John Findlay, the next witness, swore to Frank's good character and on cross-examination stated that at the time he was in the factory, the elevator did not cause the entire factory to shake and vibrate when it started or stopped, as one of the employees had testified a little earlier in the afternoon.